No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back here on Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I'm Jake Bachman. He's Enrique Alvarez Clary. And we're pretending to be characters today because Adam Carriker has his 40th birthday, is celebrating that today. So he is missing this show, but you can hear more from him throughout the remainder of the week. Just a few minutes before we get ready for happy hour here on 93.7 The Ticket, I did want to mention a few things from over the weekend to Rico and get his thoughts about it. Matt Rhule is kind of got a new goal, which is to try to get the Lincoln-Omaha divide less dividey. That's not a word, but in any case, he wants to ensure that Nebraska Husker Nation is all in one. Do you think there is a big divide between Lincoln and Omaha, Rico, or is it just like, I don't know, like in high school, I think there should be a rivalry. The Creighton thing, again, should be a rivalry, but as far as like Husker Nation is concerned, do you think there's a divide?
Like Husker fans in Lincoln and Husker fans in Omaha, or like...
Yeah,
because I know that there is or was one between the Omaha Metro high schoolers, high school athletes, specifically football, and the University of Nebraska, because there was a lack of, or what seemed like a lack of, want to in terms of going into Omaha and offering scholarships. A lot of it was offering walk-on positions, kind of one of those, like, you live in Nebraska, you should want to go here. We are not going to use a scholarship on you, though, because you can, you know, pay your own way or whatever, or we see somebody out of state as better than you. I know that that kind of created a divide between the Omaha high schools and the university. But in terms of like fans, I don't know about that. But I do know that there is like a superiority feeling between like the people who live in each city. Between like people in Omaha who are like, we are the best city in Nebraska, and why would we go to Lincoln aside from going to a football game? Like, I know that there's that goes around, and people are like, Lincoln is so much better than Omaha, and Omaha is so much better than Lincoln, and what have you. So, I don't know, but I feel like that's just a thing that happens in states with cities. Like, I just think that states with cities, just like that happens between cities in states. Like, I'm sure that if you go to Iowa, that like Iowa City and Des Moines, like people in Des Moines think that Des Moines is better than Iowa City. Or if you go to Texas, I'm for sure that happens to people in Houston, are like, we're so much better than Dallas. Yeah. And Dallas is like, we're the best city. And like, it happens. There should be, I feel like he's trying to close the gap in terms of the high schools and the athletes and the university and like the city, well, not even the city, just the University of Nebraska Lincoln. So I feel like that's really his goal in the Omaha Lincoln divide, quote unquote.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I think that, you know, there has been a bit of a problem there. We've seen some Omaha recruits, and maybe it's, you know, you're not in the city where the university is. Obviously, maybe you don't grow up or catch the fanfare quite as much. I think part of this can be helped by winning quite a bit. You know, you talk about, you talk to a group of kids and say, well, what's your favorite team? And if they don't say the Huskers, there's something wrong with that. Well, these high school kids, as long as they've been watching football, haven't seen Nebraska win. So naturally, it's like Husker basketball, though. It's like, there's a lot of Duke and Kansas fans growing up in Lincoln, Nebraska, because they want to watch relevant basketball. They watch relevant college basketball, and in, you know, again, apologies to Nebraska basketball. They're trying to fix that. They're getting better and have their best season in 10 years. But you know,
put that right there, your best season in 10 years.
Yeah, that, but again, yeah, that's part of the problem is just once in a while isn't going to be good enough. And so, you know, I think that you've probably seen a little bit more of that over these last 10 years. It's been the most challenging 10 years for Nebraska football, you know, since the 50s. So naturally, I think you're going to have some of that bleed over to the kids. I do think, though, in basketball, too, I think that there's more of a divide or a feeling of not a, a connectiveness. And again, I don't think it's Lincoln in Omaha. I think it's the university in Omaha when, you know, we're just seeing Omaha kids or guys that played in Omaha don't pick Nebraska initially and don't pick them in, here in the transfer portal era the second time around either. And so I think that that's kind of the bigger disconnect. Football, you might have it here and there, but I don't think it's been something that's really held Nebraska back. But it is certainly something that is being embraced more is the talent in state. Like you said, whether it's walk-on or, you know, if you're going to give a shot to somebody, give it to somebody that's on your walk-on scholarship limit that's within the state of Nebraska. So I think that that's a good goal and good publicity, I think, for Matt Rhule to go out to Omaha and try to get the, especially the youth camps going and get more Nebraska fans out that way. The last story that I wanted to talk about real quickly before we get out of here is Harper Murray getting in trouble once again over the weekend, accused of shoplifting $70 worth of jewelry from Scheels this less than a month after getting a DUI, considering she's only 19. You know,
no one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Kids to be seeing as a 19-year-old kind of doing some, making some 19-year-old mistakes. Other people would say, that's strike two, and she probably should have learned from strike one. What are your kind of thoughts on the Harper Murray situation, which everybody has an opinion on,
yeah,
on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in the young lady's life, but I hope that whatever it is gets figured out and that she can turn herself around, turn it all around. You know, as John Cook said after the spring match, it's above him, and he's just hoping that she, you know, finishes her finals and gets good grades and all that and just finishes the semester strong. That's really all he can do. She was suspended from the spring match. She didn't even go travel down with the team to Kearney. So I don't know what's going on with her for the DUI or why she's shoplifting. You know, according to the reports, she stole $70 worth of rings, but bought like $350 or something like that worth of product. So it's like when you're already buying $300+, like why not just throw the other $70 on there as opposed to stealing it? But I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just like the adrenaline of like stealing something. So whatever it is, I hope it gets figured out and that she learns from it. You know, probably another suspension might be on the way or some type of punishment from Cook and the volleyball program or in the athletic department. Something else on the way, but I don't know, man. It's weird. It's just a weird situation, especially when you think of, you know, somebody as popular as she is, as, you know, when you think of, and I know that it's not all about money, but you think of like NIL and endorsements, and like you bought $300+ worth of things. Like you have money to buy these rings. Why are you, you know, putting them in your pocket?
I mean, you could probably work a deal out with Shields. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And again, it's like she was accused. So, and there was like a police report, but I don't know if anything's been made of that yet. I don't know if she's been, you know, arrested or if they've done anything more with that. So, but it all like came from like a Facebook post from mm-hmm. somebody who posted the pictures about it.
Yeah. So it's a very, very interesting situation altogether. And again, I think, you know, I believe in second chances. You could say this is a third chance. I do think three strikes, you're out usually is kind of the deal there. So, you know, hopefully, again, like you said, whether it's the people she's around or just, you know, just kind of making mistakes that, again, a lot of young people do. But she has to realize, and, you know, I think that there's, you know, when we talk about NIL, and some folks, I remember just years back saying, well, I used to eat ramen, and so they should have to go through that too in college years. They don't have to get all this money.
I hate that thought
and
process.
It's like, yeah, well, but in that spot, that the problem there is you have to think, but she's special. You have to realize she and other athletes are special. You were not. And that's not to say you're not special in other areas of your life, mm-hmm. but you know, you just have to acknowledge that. But it kind of works in the reverse here too, where it's like Harper needs to realize at this point, whether she wants it or not, you go back to the old Charles Barkley quote, she's a role model. She's a young lady that girls around the state look up to. Mm-hmm. And also, this is just a very unique opportunity in her life that people generally just are not going to get. And so you got to, you know, again, when I first saw it, it was kind of like, well, a 19-year-old kind of acting like a 19-year-old. At times, and that's not to say that all 19-year-olds do that sort of thing. Yeah. You know, it's just a young person making young person mistakes. But at the same time, again, that might be okay, or just kind of a, you know, like if you think about hearing that at church or like one of your cousins or something, you'd be like, well, that's not really good, but it's, you know, it wouldn't be the end of the world type of thing.
Yeah, if your 19-year-old cousin got busted for shoplifting, you'd be like, God, you're so dumb, dude. Like, what are you doing?
But, you know, when you are special, when you are, you know, that's why there's a big deal. I mean, I'm sure there was plenty of shoplifting things that happened over the weekend. Mm-hmm. We're talking about one.
Yep.
So yeah, just kind of interesting to see what goes on there. And then the other thing is, you know, again, as far as coaches go, I think that you know, second chances and continuing to work with the person is probably the best idea. At the same time, if you're John Cook, I've said this before. You said this before. I think they're, you know, elite eight, Final Four bound, with or without Harper Murray for the next several years. That's not, you know, she's a third team All-American. It's a great player, mm-hmm. but a scholarship at Nebraska, the way that he's has that program going, it means a lot in general. I mean, it's just, you know, so if you maybe are a distraction or anything like that, who knows? So
we'll
it's just
it's
kind of just up to the cook and the volleyball program, how they want to.
He said it's run out of his hands.
Yeah.
It's the athletic department's problem now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what's made out of, hopefully the best for everybody involved. That'll wrap it up for Adam Carriker on the Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket. Happy Hour coming up next. Rico still going to be in with Austin.
Austin's joining me today because Nick's in Vegas.
That's right. Partying up in Vegas. All right, we'll be back with Happy Hour coming up next.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.